So a lawsuit against Pfizer is forcing hundreds of thousands of Pfizer documents to be released. Pfizer wanted these documents kept hidden for 75 years. And thankfully, a judge told them, nope. So according to Dr. Naomi Wolf, these thousands of documents include damning evidence against the pharmaceutical giant and against the FDA as well. They include evidence that Pfizer knew within a month that their vaccine did not actually work to stop COVID, whatever that is. And they were getting so many reports of adverse events that they needed to hire thousands of staff just to process all of the resulting paperwork. They knew about myocarditis. They knew about Guillain-Barré. They knew about all of the severe side effects or intended consequences of the bioweapon that they unleashed. The documents also show that there were 31% higher deaths in Pfizer's gold standard phase 3 clinical trial. What's missing from the documents is just as important as what's in them. 21 vaccinated patients died during Pfizer's clinical trial. The only way to know for sure whether the vaccine killed them is through proper histopathology, but the FDA never asked for it, and Pfizer never did it. And so here we are, 2.5 years later, millions of people sick or dropping dead or died suddenly and maimed or killed by the shot that they never needed to offer them for fake protection from a fake virus that they hardly needed to worry about in the first place. It's all here in these documents. Naomi Wolf is all over this story, and she joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. Naomi, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So tell us about what's in these documents, and most importantly, what's not in these documents.
Yeah, equally shocking, both what is revealed and what is concealed. So you're absolutely right. These are tens and tens of thousands of documents released under court order through a lawsuit by attorney Aaron Seary. And indeed, Pfizer, well, the FDA, which is the custodian for these documents, had asked the court to keep the documents hidden for 75 years. And luckily, the judge said no. So that's why we have them. All that information I had feared would have gone into a black hole because of the vastness of the tranche and also because it's written very technical scientific language. But amazingly, 3,500 volunteers, medical and scientific experts, joined this greatest volunteer effort of which I'm aware, and have been reading through these documents and releasing these reports under the War Room and my company Daily Clout's umbrella and under the leadership of our project director, Amy Kelly. So what they found, you've mentioned some of the many shocking highlights. Well, here's one. They found that the vaccine doesn't work, and they found it within a month. They found within 30 days of rollout that the vaccine had what they called, Pfizer called, failure of efficacy or vaccine failure, and that the third most common side effect of having the vaccine was COVID. So all the subsequent 2.5 years of nonsense and mandates they knew was based on a vaccine that didn't work to stop COVID.
Of course they knew that. I mean, the FDA, we just learned the other day on this program, was firsthand involved with the creation of SARS-CoV-2. The contracts show they were there at Fort Detrick and UNC, North Carolina, Chapel Hill, with Ralph Baric to whip up this gain-of-function weapon of biowarfare and ultimately deploy it on a world population.
Well, that really explains a lot, because one of the things that immediately preceded my being deplatformed and smeared in June of 2021 was that I posted Ralph Baric's CV showing that he was actively involved in NIH-funded gain-of-function research and that he called it gain-of-function research. And that was right about the time that Dr. Fauci was lying about Dr. Baric having been involved, or NIH having been involved, in gain-of-function research. So that's a really disturbing part of this big picture that I don't fully yet understand why a bioweapon that's so damaging, so sterilizing, so disabling would be unleashed on us by our own military. But I guess that's a later part of the story. Some other highlights, as you noted, Pfizer knew in May of 2021 that 35 minors had their hearts damaged permanently, myocarditis, within a week after being injected with this vaccine. And of course, they did not reveal this, and the FDA knew, and there was not a press release from the FDA until 4 months later, August. After a huge PR and social media and public relations campaign with influencers aimed at young adults and at teenagers and at parents saying, vaccinate your teenager. They knew it caused myocarditis. Pfizer knew, like, when you look at the side effects in the Pfizer documents, on the CDC website, it says, maybe you'll get a headache, you might feel tired. Well, they knew that and it's right there in the Pfizer documents, that there were 43,000 adverse events within just 90 days of rollout. And at industrial scale, these are really interestingly, number one is joint pain. I know so many people, and no one disclosed this, right? CDC, FDA, Dr. Fauci, no one disclosed this. This is tens of thousands in the Pfizer document. I know so many healthy young people who have had shoulder replacements, knee injections, older people, hip replacements, you know, their tendons dissolving. I mean, and they're in crippling pain. So this is directly recognized in the Pfizer documents. Number two is muscle pain, myalgia. I know so many people who are disabled through muscle pain, not mentioned in the side effects. The huge categories in the Pfizer documents are neurological events, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain hemorrhages, tremors, convulsions, neuropathies, strokes at industrial scale. Heart damage, I've mentioned, but thrombocytopenia, clotting, blood problems, lung clots, leg clots, blood clots throughout the body. And they knew this. So these are massive, massive scales of injuries that are serious. And I could go on. And we've got 64 reports. The latest one was on immune responses, 12 fatalities, most of them women. This is always the case in virtually every syndrome that we've seen. Women are like 3 to 1, or even more recently with anaphylactic shock, 8.5 to 1 women to men. So it's really a war on women in these documents, multi-organ war on women. But what you see is that there were over 1,200 fatalities in the first 3 months of rollout. And also in the SEC filing, Pfizer disclosed to the SEC, but not to the American public, that a common side effect of its injection was collapsing. Right. And we've seen so many mysterious, comedians, actors, musicians, athletes just drop it, collapsing, fainting, sometimes dying right there. Well, the SEC knew, right? Because you have to tell the SEC the truth, but Pfizer did not tell the rest of us. I'm going to fast forward to the part that's kind of most disturbing.
Yeah.
Pfizer, all the spokesmodels who were hired by the CARES Act and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, basically bought up by our government to lie to us, assured us that the materials stay in the deltoid, in the injection site.
That's right.
Pfizer knew this was not true. They biodistribute within 48 hours to every organ in the body. And these are lipid nanoparticles, an industrial fat covered in polyethylene glycol, a petroleum byproduct, and also mRNA, of course, and spike protein. So within 48 hours, and Dr. Robert Chandler, who's a really distinguished sports physician who treated the Angels and the Lakers, he's one of our key experts. He wrote this report showing that these lipid nanoparticles are like what he calls a shotgun blast throughout the body. And so they accumulate in your spleen, your brain. Many people have noticed personality changes with their loved ones who've been injected with this, because lipid nanoparticles are designed to cross every membrane in the human body. So they cross the blood-brain barrier. They accumulate in your lymph. A lot of people, one of our biggest traffic reports was lymph nodes, because people are noticing that their lymph nodes are swollen. They're accumulating in your lymph nodes, your liver, your spleen, your adrenals. And if you're female, they accumulate in your ovaries. So early on, another proximate reason I was deplatformed in June of 2021 was I noticed many women reporting menstrual problems post-injection. Well, now we know the mechanism. So these lipid nanoparticles, Dr. Chandler found, they accumulate in the ovaries with one shot, but there's no mechanism by which they leave the body. So then they accumulate more with the second shot. They accumulate more with the third shot. It's like the chart he found goes that way with bioaccumulation, and that way as it leaves your injection site. So it's just packing in more and more of this material into your body. And so the really horrifying thing in terms of this not being just a one-time assault on the human race, but going into the next generation, is that what you see, starting with the disruption or the damage of the ovaries by the lipid nanoparticles, is in the Pfizer documents, there's a 360-degree attack on every single aspect of human reproduction. And they knew it. And I can get into detail if you like.
Yeah, please do. We've got the time. I just want to mention also, just the other day, we had a study on this program. Over 3,100 of these shots were examined and analyzed. Their contents. In all 3,100 of them, you know what they didn't find? mRNA. What they did find is hydrogel, and they found nanotechnology. And you talk about the blood-brain barrier. This stuff is now basically making people walking computers. Can you speak to that at all?
Well, so I would need to see that source, because I've been very apprehensive about confirming, you know, reports that have emerged around the world from different sources about nanotechnology or graphene. I just don't know. And some of our experts have said that slides that look like, to some people, like a technology of some kind is an organic.
They found nothing biological in the shots either. They were 100% synthetic.
Well, that I absolutely believe. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, again, I'm just being a journalist, no disrespect, I would need to check that report to see what they mean by nanotechnology.
Yeah,
like what,
we'll get it to
what
you.
Do they find?
Yeah, we'd like you to look at it. And we know that you've been very passionate about getting this information out. We know that you've been working fervently on getting this out. I mean, you've experienced the censorship that we have here. Of course, everybody was banned for telling the truth on Twitter before we were ultimately allowed back. I don't know how long that'll last in my case. Have you brought this to the mainstream press? Have you brought this to the Fox News Channel, for example?
Well, yes, I've certainly sent it to our contacts at Fox. And to his credit, Tucker Carlson and his producer have been really good generally about letting me update people about harms to the vaccine. But, you know, this comprehensive kind of detailed, the book is out. Fox hasn't covered it yet. Only the independent and conservative media are covering this. Stu, you're absolutely right. I'm trying so hard. And, you know, my career, like I've spent 35 years being on CNN, writing for The Guardian, writing for The New Republic. No, you know, I think, not just I, everyone who hears what's in the Pfizer documents believes that this is the biggest story. I mean, this is the biggest attack on the human race in our history.
It is. It's the number one threat facing humanity, period. And that's why I think that we need to start moving the conversation to accountability. There's this big psyop running right now. There's this big falsehood that's circulating around about congressional immunity that was given to Pfizer. Well, maybe that would be if they had developed a vaccine that then created harm, but they did not. They were ordered to bring a weapon of biowarfare, and they brought that weapon of biowarfare. So there is no law on the books in any state in our union or federal law that allows for any person or entity or any body or any corporation to unleash a bioweapon onto the unsuspecting American public. I mean, these are crimes, and they should be held criminally accountable. Do you agree?
I totally agree. Not only that, my company is, you know, leading a charge to bring Pfizer to account. We have a really good lawyer named George Smith in Ohio who has 5 plaintiffs, and we now have a judge for his lawsuit.
Yeah, and we don't need like Governor Ron DeSantis. We don't need the Surgeon General Latipo there. We don't need any attorneys general from across the country. No, we just need a sheriff. A sheriff, yeah. We need these injured people or the remaining survivors of those who have been killed by these shots. If they have a doctor that said, yep, the shot killed you, or we have a doctor that says, yes, the shot caused this injury, well, you've been now assaulted with a weapon. We need them to go to their sheriff and file a report that they've been assaulted with a weapon. And then that sheriff, all they have to do is take action and arrest those responsible for deploying a weapon of biowarfare on the citizens of their county. Isn't that right?
You're completely right, according to the law. And in fact, if people watching this want to do exactly what Stu just described, we have a webinar by a lawyer named James Ostrowski that explains exactly how you file both civil and criminal complaints. And going to your sheriff is exactly the right thing to do. So yes, I encourage people to do that. Absolutely. But I would just say our lawyers, we have 250 volunteer lawyers, and they take the reports from our medical and scientific volunteers, and they found more than just one category of criminal offense. It's a range of crimes, really interesting, ranging from human trafficking, because you don't need to move people from place to place to traffic them. You just need to coerce them to do something they wouldn't do if they, that they have a legal right not to do. There's RICO violations, there's false advertising, there's fraud. And certainly there's, you know, manslaughter in my view. I mean, these are, it's a
well,
massive.
Well, if they knew that these shots were deadly and that they caused all these things, then it's not even manslaughter, it's premeditated murder.
It's
and
murder.
Mass murder,
it's totally murder,
for that matter. We're gonna get you that study that we talked about. And just because I want you to have it, and because I think that the more people that see it, the better, but not necessarily pertinent to the accountability phase of this, because the fact is, whatever's in them, whether it's the mRNA or whether it's nanotechnology, is it important? Yes, it's important. But what's most important is that these are poisoned and that they have killed people. And we need to hold these people accountable, because now, according to these documents and your reporting here and great journalism, Pfizer knew. And so did our military. And the
Pfizer designed it. No, it's like, I want to stress, Stu, this is beyond new. Like, the point about not just this generation, but the next, there's so much intentional, you know, direction about knowing that they're sterilizing the next generation in the documents. They told men who are vaccinated not to have intercourse with childbearing age women, or if they do, to use two reliable forms of contraception. They define exposure to the vaccine as especially at the moment of conception during sexual intercourse. So they knew there was something bad that happened to the fetus through the sperm of vaccinated men. They knew that the mRNA and the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles get into the breast milk of lactating moms, and that one baby died. Four of the women's breast milk turned blue-green. They slaughtered the mice who had just mated and then dissected their sexual organs in order to, you know, understand what effect sexually or reproductively these injections were having. This is a respiratory virus, Stu. If you're not intending to sterilize the next generation, why are you looking at the reproductive organ cells of rats and mice that you've slaughtered? There's a chart, and I'm racing because this is so important and I want to get it all in.
Yeah, we've got 30 seconds, so bring it.
Okay. There's a chart with 20 different scientific names for horrible things that Pfizer knew they were doing to women's menstrual cycles, that were disabling them, like bleeding every single day of their lives, two periods a month, no periods at all, agonizing periods, hemorrhages. They knew, and these are tens of thousands of women in each category, and they kept going. And now we have a 20% drop in live births around the world.
Yeah. This was never about a contagious respiratory virus. This was the creation of SARS-CoV-2 in a lab, not in Wuhan, China, right here in the United States, done by our own fake government, murderous corporate crime syndicate. This was premeditated depopulation by sterilizing generations to come. This is mass murder, genocidal level event, the number one threat facing humanity, and the list for Nuremberg 2 is growing larger and larger every single day. We're not going to take a breath until it happens. Accountability is coming. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Come back real soon.
Thank you so much, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.